For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Commercial appeal food writer Jennifer Biggs has been dining on the street this summer. One street in particular, Main Street. In today's paper, she's got another installment of her Eat the Street series. She's with us today with some highlights from her latest dining marathon, which is actually more like 1.7 miles. Jennifer, thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
Jennifer, this is your fourth story in the series. You've done Summer Avenue, Madison, and Germantown Parkway. What's different about Main Street?
Main Street is the most walkable of all of those streets. Of course, Madison is walkable in Overton Square, but Main Street is closed to street traffic from Peabody Place down to Adams. So there are people walking all over the street. There are a lot of people dining outside, even in the heat. It's just a real social place.
Well, so Jennifer, how does this work? Did you eat at every restaurant?
I have eaten at every restaurant that I write about within the last year.
Do you try particular things on the menu?
Either go in knowing that there's something that I already like and I want to try it again and make sure that it's something I want to write about, or I'll go in and ask sometimes just what is your most popular item, not what's your favorite, but what is your most popular item? And then sometimes it's just, wow, this looks different or unusual. Let's try it.
What are some of Main Street's iconic foods?
Oh, well, on the south end, you have the sweet potato pancakes at the arcade. Right across the street, you have the Soul Burger at Ernestine and Hazel's. Head to the north end, you've got fried chicken at Alcinia's and hot fudge pie at Westie's.
So I imagine the best part about being a restaurant reviewer is discovering new foods. Were there any big new discoveries on Main Street?
We found the new fried chicken skin BLT at the Five Spot right behind Ernestine and Hazel's. It's a BLT with fried chicken skin. It's over the top.
And those chicken skins are special.
They are, because they're from Jack Purtle's. So Jack Purtle's chicken
teaming
skins.
Up.
That's right. There's a new place called Bedrock Eats and Sweets, I think is of interest to, well, really to anybody because the food is so good, but to people who follow a paleo or primal diet, which is just kind of eating like the cavemen did.
So is this like raw food like Fred Flintstone would eat? Or
it's not raw food, no, but it's protein-heavy food. So if you get a waffle, for instance, it's going to have, you know, a protein supplement in it. There are a lot of smoothies, but there are a lot of the meats, smoked meats, too. The brisket was fabulous. Really, really good brisket. It's worth the trip.
Main Street is a really popular brunch destination these days. What do we know about brunching on Main?
Well, you can have a great brunch at the Majestic or Rizzo's. And the Blind Bear has kind of a fun brunch because they let it go until 6 p.m. on Saturdays and Sundays. Their idea is that if you were there the night before, you don't want to get up early for brunch. It's called the Hungover Like a Bear brunch.
Now, we talked about how South Main is really walkable, and that makes it great for a night out on the town. Let's talk about drinks.
Let's start with alcoholic milkshakes, why don't we? You can get those at Oshi. There are a few selections with bourbon, and I'm going to heartily recommend the Kentucky Headhunter or the Malt Shop if you like Whoppers, which I do. The Honey Ginger at SOB is a lovely drink. It's honey bourbon with ginger ale. And there's 25-cent martinis at Felicia Suzanne's at Friday lunch.
And after that, you'll definitely want to call a cab.
You would definitely want to call a cab. It's a good thing that's a walkable street.
Jennifer Biggs is the food writer at the Commercial Appeal. Read about her recent dining excursion on Main Street in today's paper. Also find it on commercialappeal.com. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.